I've ever told you this, but my son Griffin plays guitar, and his very first live performance was the song.
The song. Oh, I love this song.
So, which is kind of crazy now because we are on the line with Justin Tranter, who is the writer of that song, a singer, songwriter, and musician. We're so excited to have you on the air, Justin. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Very well. Are you watching the Emmys right now?
Well, I was, but I turned it off so I could focus. I didn't want to be distracted.
I know. Yay. I'm the same way.
We got booted for Emmys got booted for us.
I'm guessing. You know what? You know, this is perfect, though. Do you have any highlights you want to share with us? Because we have not been able to watch a single moment.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything you're loving?
Well, a really good friend of mine won, Darren Criss, who was in Glee and now was in the amazing Versace limited series.
He won
for best actor in a limited series. So he's been a friend of mine for a long time, so it's very, very exciting.
So well deserved. I was obsessed with that series. I would watch it like the night it was on and go home immediately after the show and watch it. I loved it, and so well deserving. He was so good. He was so freaky scary, and I know he's one of the nicest people.
Yeah, 100%. He's like, couldn't be sweeter if you'd hate him.
He's such a charming
and adorable. I know.
Okay, we're talking about him now, but we're talking to Justin. Justin, you brought it up, just so you know. I did not know you were from the Chicagoland area. You grew up in Lake Zurich, is that right?
Yeah, well, technically Hawthorne Woods, but we always just say Lake Zurich because I went to the Lake Zurich school systems and all that stuff. Yes, I grew up, born and raised there, and then was fortunate enough to, halfway through my freshman year, I went to one semester at Lake Zurich Public High School, and then I got to transfer to the Chicago Academy for the Arts in downtown Chicago, obviously, which changed my life, and without that school, I wouldn't make music, I wouldn't be alive. It's like the best place ever, so pretty Chicago is my home forever and ever.
Was that like a boarding school? How did you make that work? I didn't realize that there was I'm just trying to imagine if I was living out in Lake Zurich or Hawthorne Woods and sending my kid to downtown Chicago. How did that work for you when you were in high school?
Well, you know, it's actually interesting because, you know, when I first heard about this school, I was doing theater camp at Apple Tree Theater, when I was in junior high in Highland Park. And one of the girls that was in that theater camp with me was going to the Chicago Academy for the Arts, and I was so jealous and wanted to go so bad. But my parents were like, you know, to put a 14-year-old on the train, you know, back and forth every day seems crazy. But the bullying was so bad for me at Lake Zurich and so dangerous and unsafe that they were like, well, it's probably a lot safer to put you on the train and then keep you here. Which was, you know, my parents, I won the parental lottery. So I took the train. My mom would drive me from Lake Zurich to, like, the Palatine train station every morning. Then I'd get on the train, and I'd meet friends from school on the train, and we'd ride down together and go to school, and I'd come home. So it was quite a commitment, but it was worth every second.
Justin, so you mentioned what the kids were like out in your high school. What was the feeling like for you making that transition, leaving that behind, and having the opportunity to go to the Chicago Academy of the Arts?
It was like heaven. Like, this first second I walked into the Chicago Academy for the Arts, I felt like, I just felt safe, and I felt free, and I felt safe to be who I am, and I felt encouraged to make the art and the music that I want to make. And, you know, so as a kid to be able, you know, I was, you know, openly queer at 14 years old in 1994, you know, so it was a scary time, but to be able to go to school there and feel so safe, not only as a human, but as an artist and make the art I wanted to make, it's the only reason I've been able to accomplish the things I've accomplished.
Justin, you went to Berkeley, which is amazing in itself. I want to know how you have written, I mean, Michael, our producer, gave us a stack, it's got to be 15 pages long, of everybody that you've written for, including Fall Out Boy from Chicago, of course.
Yep.
Kelly Clarkson, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, Gwen Stefani. How does a young Justin Tranter get hooked up with all these Hollywood stars, and now you're the premier songwriter in Hollywood?
Well, it was a very, very long journey. You know, I went to Berkeley for songwriting. You know, I started a band when I moved to New York City. I started a band, and it was called Semi Precious Weapons, and we weren't massive, but we got to do a lot of cool things, like open for Lady Gaga and tour with Kesha. And so the band is kind of what got my foot in the door. And so then through there, I was able, I moved out to LA with the band, and then the band's things didn't turn out the way we wanted. And so I started writing songs for other people about 5 years ago. And in those 5 years, my life has obviously drastically changed, and I'm forever grateful.
Oh, yeah.
How has that process changed for you as a teenager, making that change from the schools out in Hawthorne Woods and going into Chicago downtown area, in a community that was supportive? How has your process changed for writing songs and the way the world informs you?
I mean, I think, you know, as a creative person, for me, obviously, a songwriter specifically, you know, everything informs the way that you create, you know, and being safe, you know, I was always safe at home, my family, my parents, my brothers, I'm the youngest of four boys, I was always so safe there, but never safe. I was always afraid to sing in, you know, junior high, let alone write songs. And so being at the Academy and being able to feel safe enough to create what I wanted was unbelievable. But now what's really cool is my job is I get to help other people tell their truths. And my job is to encourage and build enough confidence with the artists that I'm working with and writing with so that they can feel safe enough to tell their truths. And so it's like I get to, like, pay back what the Chicago Academy for the Arts did for me. I get to pay that back every single day in the studio.
Justin, when you start writing a song, if you don't know who you're going to be writing for, so if you're just kind of writing on your own, do you have someone in mind, like a Britney or Linkin Park, or do you have, you know, John Legend, whoever it might be, do you kind of write with someone in mind?
Sometimes when I first started writing songs with and for other people about 5 years ago, I would go into the studio and be like, oh, we have to write a smash hit for Rihanna. But then you just end up making something that sounds like Rihanna 2 years ago, and Rihanna's way too cool to want to sound like she did 2 years ago.
Wow,
and
right.
So normally,
You mean no Rhonda Play? Wait a minute.
It's my favorite. So, you know, like, if the artist isn't in the room, it's just me and other songwriters and producers collaborating together, we just kind of always say, let's just write what we think feels awesome and write the truth, what we're feeling that day. Because, you know, if you try to guess what some artist wants, you're probably going to mess it up.
Incredible.
That's cool.
Yeah, now, okay, this is something I ask a lot of the songwriters. There's a young girl named Tess Considine who's been on the show. She has signed, like, her first contract in Nashville. She's 18 years old and just starting. And I've known her since she was 14 years old. She's one of the first musicians we ever really featured on the show.
Oh, cool.
And, oh, she's incredible. And she actually went to the, out in Michigan up by Turtle Creek.
Interlochen,
yeah. We had a couple of singers that ended up going to high school there. And I always ask her, because she was so young and yet had these such deeply felt sentiments in her song and her songs. But I also want to know if she kept herself to a schedule. Do you have, I mean, now that you're so successful and working for so many incredible performers and being an incredible performer yourself, how do you keep yourself on track? Do you have a system for yourself?
Oh, my schedule is insane. If anyone looks at my calendar and they don't even know how I'm still alive. I mean, it's I do a lot of activism. I do a lot of fundraising and charity work. So normally I wake up around 6:30 every day, and I do conference calls and emails that pertain to, of course, music business stuff, but, like, get all of my activism and charity stuff out of the way in the morning. And then I normally go to the studio at, like, 1 p.m. every day for my first session, and I write from, like, 1 to 6, and then I take a break, and then I go to my second session from 7:30 until midnight.
All right, I need, that is absolutely insane.
Come do my schedule for
me. And you make time for us. Look at you.
During the Emmys.
Right?
Yeah.
You both are fabulous, and, you know, I'm trying to raise awareness about the Chicago Academy for the Arts and this recording studio that I just built for them that we open on Thursday night. So, of course, I made time for it.
Well, and so tell us about this. Tell us about the impact you're having, the way you want to work with the Chicago Academy for the Arts. Because a lot of us, you know, we wax nostalgic about our schools, but we don't necessarily get involved fundamentally. What brought you back around to wanting to help these students?
Yeah, you know, well, I've luckily been tied to it since I left, because my senior year there, me and my friends created an AIDS benefit. We basically, like, wrote our own sort of variety show, all student directed, written, performed, to raise money for HIV and AIDS, local HIV and AIDS charities in Chicago. And that AIDS benefit student run variety show still happens every single year at the Chicago Academy for the Arts. So you know, every couple of years I check back in, and my mom's really involved in the, you know, the whichever student's in charge of it each year, you know, contacts my mom to for advice and for help with this and that. So I've stayed super, super connected to it. But, you know, in the days of my band, as I said before, we did cool things, but we never made any money. You know, I didn't have... I could give back to the Chicago Canada for the Arts with my time and my heart, but, you know, now with what's happened to my career the last couple of years, I you know, have financial privilege that I want to pay that privilege forward. So I called the head of school last December, and I was like, hey, I want to write a check for this much. Like, what's the most valuable thing that we can do together? That I want it to be... add a real value to the school to where, you know, parents feel good, oh, my kid can learn a real skill through this, but then also add a real creative value. And we thought that a recording studio would kind of cover both of those bases, so that's what we decided to do.
I think that's so cool. And anybody listening who is not, maybe not as familiar with Chicago Academy for the Arts, there's dance, media arts, music, musical theater, and visual arts. So there's a whole realm and a whole possibility for people out there, Justin.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable place, and it's ranked the number one arts high school in Illinois, and it's the number six arts high school in the whole country.
Wow.
So it's a really special place, and you know, like you said, we all have nostalgia about where we went to school, but I just feel so fortunate that I have the privilege in my life that I can really not only feel nostalgic, but I can really give back in a real concrete way.
And Justin, you said that you won the parent lottery, and you know, I'm sure there are parents out there. Well, I mean, and I feel that we all have our different sort of circumstances, but there might be parents or students right now listening who dream of going to a school like this, but something's holding them back. What would you say to those families who aren't sure if a school like the Chicago Academy for the Arts is right for them?
I would say, you know, I think a lot of parents, of course, they want to make sure their kids have security when they become adults, you know, and it's true, you know, working in the arts is not technically the most secure thing, but I think I'm a great example where my dream, of course, was to be the biggest rock star in the world, and I'm not afraid to say that. That dream didn't come true, but I was able now, I had
hasn't,
the skills.
Hasn't, Justin.
Well, I'm done performing. I'm old.
Are you really?
You're so young.
Okay. Hey,
but,
then I'm done.
Know, I think because I had this education and these skills, when the opportunity arose to start writing songs for other people, I was able to do it, you know, and of course it was a long road for me. I'm not saying it was easy, but I think that arts education is just so important because it's not only helping kids feel like they have a chance to live their dreams, but it educates your soul and your heart and your mind in so many different ways. You know, it's a real education, it's an important education, and the world needs more of it.
I love, you have so many wonderful songs, truly one of the biggest songwriters in the world right now. I have to say, Cake by the Ocean is one of my absolute favorites. Did you ever think you'd create such a stir over what this song means? Like my mom, she's going to kill me, but she's in her 70s, loves this song. And she's like, Andre, what does it mean? I'm like, okay, listen, Mom.
And my 12-year-old son was playing it.
Truth.
So.
Right,
well,
Justin?
So my mom is also in her 70s.
Yeah.
And she knows exactly what it means, and she loves to tell everyone
right.
who will listen.
My mom, too. Here.
I feel like neither one of you are going to tell people what it means.
Go ahead,
well,
Justin.
We can say it on
That's
the radio.
That's your song.
Michael, what is the, I'm asking our producer if he has the most delicate way to explain it, but maybe he doesn't, because he would know best what the FCC regulations would be.
Yes,
on that.
Michael, help us.
Yeah, Michael doesn't have the answer for what the radio safe way of explaining what Cake by the Ocean
Justin,
means.
Justin wants you to tell us what Cake by the Ocean yeah. means.
Ooh, that's a toughie. I needed to do some heavy editing before I played it on air, to be honest.
One of the best songs ever written, too.
Here's a great
Thank
question.
You.
It
a,
is.
Here's a great question for you, Justin, actually. I think this comes up for artists all the time. What does your guest suggest would give more opportunity for grads to stay and work in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
What suggestions would you give for opportunities so that grads can stay and work in Chicago rather than moving to like New York or Los Angeles? Do they have
Oh
to
yeah.
Move?
I mean, well, you know, the beauty of technology today is that, you know, so actually not to bring everything back to the Chicago Academy for the Arts, but I'm going to is that you know, the studio that we built, there is the one big proper studio room, but then we also built another room that just has sort of three computer stations where, I mean, you would be so, I can't say what it is yet, but I just wrote a song for a very big movie coming out, and we wrote it and did almost all of the production in the office in my room because the big studio we were going to lost power.
Oh.
And so we just did it in, like, the smallest room ever, and it's this big epic song for a movie. So, you know, people, what's so amazing with technology is that people can totally stay in Chicago and make unbelievable music in you know, their home studios. And there's an amazing nightlife scene in Chicago. Lots of DJs come out of there. You know, there's a lot happening in Chicago. Some great booking agents are there. There's a lot happening, and it's such a special town that, you know, and people, of course, if you want to work in the heart of pop music, you kind of need to be in L.A., not to be a downer. But yeah, if you want to make more alternative sounds and more, you know, progressive things, you can be anywhere in the world. And obviously, Chicago's a great place to be.
Hey, jumping Julian Perez went to Lang Tech. I'm just saying. not that I'm old school, but I'm just saying. Yeah. Michael, have you found a radio-friendly way to explain what Cake is to listeners who might not know? Cake by the Ocean?
You know, I feel like Justin would say it's whatever you want it to be.
There you go.
Well, it is, you know, that is true. Yes. I want people to feel to whatever they want the song to be, that's what it should be for them.
That's true.
Well, you are incredible. It's such a pleasure to have had the opportunity to talk to you tonight. Again, we've been talking to Justin Tranter, who is creating really wonderful futures for the students who are attending the Chicago Academy for the Arts, continues to help performers find their truths and sing and really share that with the world, Justin. I know that, you know, you said you didn't become the superstar or the rock star that you wanted to be, but you know what? You're the artist we need you to be, and we appreciate you for
that.
That is very beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin.
I didn't want to keep you too long from watching the Emmys because we want to know what's happening too. You can follow Justin on Twitter as well. Justin Tranter, right? Is the best way to just Tranter.
And then my Instagram too, which is just Tranter Justin.
Just Tranter Justin. It was a pleasure. And if you're ever back home and want to hang out with us, we'd love to have you in studio.
I would love that.
Excellent.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you so much, Justin. Bye-bye. More after this on 720 WGN.